Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Latter Rain 333. I come to you in the name of our Lord Jesus, sharing with you the things that the Lord has been showing me. I do have a prophetic warning dream and a message that I received on May 4th, 2020 that I would like to share with you. Please take this dream to the Lord for further interpretation. I will give you a very quick interpretation. However, please read between the lines. Okay. In this dream, I first saw an old stone, white stone house that I knew was in the country, and it was in France. In the next scene, I was upstairs in a bedroom in this old house, and I was a child along with my sister. And we were going to sleep. We were in our beds, ready to go to sleep. However, I remember being very scared and frightened because I heard voices downstairs that I did not recognize, and I knew there's something wrong. And I wanted to hide under my blanket. However, I had to go to the restroom, and I didn't want to because I didn't want to get out of my bed. But I knew if I ran in real quickly and ran out, I thought I'd be okay. So I quickly got out of my bed, ran into the hallway, and into what I thought was the bathroom, but it seemed like it was a small room that had racks of clothes in it, standing racks of clothes. And once in there, I started hearing someone come up the stairs. I heard what sounded like heavy boots, and I froze. I did not move. I knew I had been caught. And I just stood there hoping that the clothes would hide me. Unfortunately, I then heard a voice telling me to come on out from the clothes. And when I did that, I saw standing in front of me an older World War II German soldier. And he started interrogating me, asking me things about the house. Who lived in the house, what was going on in the house. And I remember trying to think very quickly to give him an answer that would not lead to any further questions. So I remember saying to him that there was nobody in the house and it was just an old falling apart house and there's nothing else more here. And then I woke up. Now I knew that this was a very prophetic dream. I know when the Lord gives me those. So I didn't have a complete interpretation of what the Lord was trying to show me until a couple of days later when I started reading about the possibility of them coming and intruding into our homes for testing. And the Lord then reminded me of this dream. And so I believe the Lord is giving us a warning. And when he does that so we can pray and so we can fast and we can beseech the Lord to come and help us in our time of need and to also to pray for repentance, because with repentance, the Lord can hold back a judgment. So brothers and sisters, this is why I'm bringing this to you. It's not to bring you fear, but it's to encourage us to continue to be praying and fasting against the things that are coming right now. Now, I also got this word from the Lord while preparing for this. I got two different things. This one, I heard this. I heard, pray for the Esthers to rise up and expose the spirit of Haman in the land. If you don't understand that word, please read Esther, the book of Esther. And understand that the Lord is calling his people to be praying and fasting like Esther did, so that the spirit of Haman in the land would be destroyed. And that's what we're being called to do. But we also need to pray for, I believe there's two types of Esthers. There's the Esther that's praying and fasting, and then there are Esthers that are going to be exposing the truth, exposing the lies and the deception and bringing the truth. And we need to be praying for those Esthers to rise forth right now, to be exposing the works of darkness. All right, let me go ahead now and read you this message that I received. The occupation of my people have begun. No longer will you be able to go and do your daily business. Judgment in the church is now in progress, also as they shut the churches down. This persecution will only flame the fires towards revival and recommitment. What the enemy has meant for harm, I raise up a standard against it. Look for that silver lining in the black cloud. Follow my ways and not the enemy's. Do not listen to his lies and then fall under his delusion. A great deception is here and is blinding the masses as they succumb to control and witchcraft. All right, I want to stop right there. And what the Lord has been showing me, brothers and sisters, is that we need to be really, really careful about spending too much time listening to all the terrible things that are going on around us. The Lord wants us to focus on him. He wants us to keep our eyes focused on him and all the good things that he brings. And he wants us to be reading the word and praying. But if we're spending too much time reading all the articles and all the bad news that's all around us, we are going to be falling into a trap. It's a deception. It's a deception of witchcraft. It's a deception of control. And you will then be found, you won't be found strong and courageous in the Lord. You will be weak because of the fear and the witchcraft that's coming upon you. So I wish I could explain it a little bit more, but there is a really powerful sense of witchcraft that's upon the land right now, and it's all around us. And unless we keep our eyes focused on the Lord, we're going to fall into its trap. So please take this to the Father for further understanding. Back to the message. I call my own to ask for discernment and leading from the Holy Spirit. Test the spirits all around you, for most are not from me. Continue to stay focused on me alone. Look straight ahead on the path I have set you upon. Do not go off and venture on your own. Do not turn left or right, but stay straight on the ancient path. When you come to a crossroad, let me then guide you. Many of my people are living in fear right now. If they come to me and confess this fear, I will fill them up with my strength and courage. And that's the end of this message. All right, the last thing the Lord wanted me to bring was about persecution. As we're seeing a rise in persecution, the Lord has shown me over and over again, persecution is coming to his people. I've been shown this for years. But people really don't completely understand what that means. I believe the fact that he gave me a dream about World War II, I think that that would give us a bit of an idea of what we're looking at. Also, we have to understand there's a few things about persecution that people don't understand because they haven't studied it. I have put some verses about persecution in my blog on this transcript, and the link is down below. And if you look at those verses, it's going to help you understand a little bit of what the Lord is talking about. Matthew 24 and the book of Revelation, they talk about in the last days there's going to be persecution of his people. And we need to understand what that means exactly. So I want to read to you Daniel 7:25. Most people don't understand this. And I don't want to get into the discussion of pre-rapture, post-rapture, all of that. I'm just going to read what the scripture says, and you can take it to the Father for yourself. It says this, it says, he, which is the Antichrist, shall speak pompous words against the Most High. He shall persecute the saints of the Most High, and shall intend to change times and laws. Then the saints shall be given into his hand for a time and times and half a time. And those time, times, and half a time, brothers and sisters, means 3.5 years. It says here that the saints will be given into the hands of the Antichrist for that long. But we know that's not a very long time, and we know that the Lord Jesus is totally victorious in all of this. We have to understand, too, that the Lord Jesus tells us that we are not to curse those who persecute us. We are to bless them. You can see that in Romans 12:14. And then in John 15:20, Jesus talks about if they persecuted him, how much more will they persecute us? And I'm going to go ahead and end on that verse. Remember the words that I said to you. A servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will keep yours also. Shalom.